Namandavatsu, 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 namandavatsu. Hey, good morning, everyone. Minasan, ohayou gozaimasu. This is our fourth day of Terakoya, and we're talking about the six paramitas. The six paramitas. Can anyone tell me what a paramita is? Been talking about this all week. Their virtues. You know what a virtue is? Yeah? Can you explain? Can anyone explain to me what a virtue is?
Is it a statue?
It's not exactly a statue, but we make statues of people who are very virtuous, like Amida Buddha had a lot of virtue. Virtue are things that you do, good things that we do, that we try to do, to make ourselves happy, and more importantly, to bring happiness to others. And so today, we'll talk about the virtue of endeavor. Endeavor, do you know what endeavor is? Can anyone tell me what endeavor is? Any ideas? It's kind of, it's not a word that we use all the time. Yeah, Haley?
Doing your best.
Doing your best, that's right. Doing your best and hard work. And so each day we've been talking about a different story from the life of the Buddha before he was the Buddha. Remember, in Buddhism, there's a traditional understanding that beings go through many, many lives. And sometimes we live as humans, but other times we live in what's called the animal realm, or the world of animals. And so there are many wonderful stories of the Buddha where he shows us his virtue through his life as one of these animal forms. And so today we'll be talking about fish. And particularly we'll talk about a group of fish who had a wonderful leader. I'm going to call this leader the Lord of the Fish. The Lord of the Fish. A lord is kind of like a king, but maybe a little bit a smaller group of people. So this was a fish. Does anyone know what a group of fish is called? Yeah, do you know Enzo?
A
school of fish. So this school of fish had a wonderful leader. We'll call him again the Lord of the Fish. And he was a good leader because he wanted all of the other fish to be happy and to get along with one another. So he taught them how to cooperate with one another, how to be kind to one another, and he taught them through his own actions, through his own kindness. He showed people what to do. So if we work hard at something, we can teach other people through our own efforts or through our own endeavors. And so this wonderful Lord of the Fish, they lived in a beautiful pond. It wasn't a big pond, but it was a beautiful pond. And it was this pond was filled by the rivers and the streams that would flow into it. So here in California, we also have ponds like that. But for a few years, it didn't really rain that much in California. Do you remember that? Last summer, it rained a lot, or last winter, rather. It rained a lot. But for a few years before that, it didn't really rain at all. And do you remember what happened to some of the ponds in California? Yeah, Phoebe? They dried up. They dried up. And so if a fish live in a pond that dries up, what happens? Yeah? They die, that's right. And why do they die?
Because they don't have enough water.
They don't have enough water, that's right. So just like we need air to breathe, fish need water to breathe, right? Because they have their gills and they get their air from the water. So they need water, and also their ponds protect them. How do their ponds protect them? Yeah, do you know, Anderson? They give them food, that's right, they give them food. And if the fish swims way down deep, right? Yeah, Haley?
They're safe from predators.
From predators, right. Like what sort of predators?
Like large cats.
Large cats, that's right. Yeah, Anderson?
Sharks,
right. And also, yeah, Phoebe?
Raccoons.
And birds, right? Eagles and other birds like to eat fish. So this king, he lived in this pond, this lord of the fish, and then there was a time when there wasn't enough rain, so the pond started to dry up. And as the pond got lower and lower, there were more and more birds were flying around above the pond. Why do you think that was? Yeah, Mako? That's right. It's more easy for them to catch the fish. And so, how do you think the fish felt about this? Yeah, what do you think, Anderson?
They might die.
That's true. And how do you think they felt about that? Yeah, what do you think?
Because the birds have claws.
The birds have claws, right? Or talons, and they might grab them. And so, what do you think the fish felt? How do you think they were feeling? Yeah, Nia. Worried. They were very worried. And so the lord of the fish, he looked around and he saw all of his fellow fish were very, very worried. Very worried. And so because he was such a good and kind fish, he poked his head up out of the lake and he spoke up to the sky. He spoke up to the sky and he said, "As true as I have never intentionally harmed another living being. I've never taken the life of another living being of my own intention, at least as far as I'm aware of. And so by this truth, please allow the rains to fall down." He spoke up to the skies. And the skies, they saw this fish and they said, "This is such a kind, caring fish. He cares for all his friends. And he doesn't want this just for himself, but he wants this for all the fish. And so let's help them out and let the rain fall down." And so the rain began to fall. And at that time, there was a very powerful being named Chakra. Do you remember Chakra? I talked about him on the first day. Do you remember, Anderson?
The bunny
story, that's right. Remember what Chakra did in the bunny story? Yeah, do you remember, Nina? The bunny jumped into the fire, but then what did Chakra do? Yeah, do you remember, Phoebe?
Chakra saw how caring the bunny was, and he took the bunny into the rain.
That's right. So Chakra was so impressed by the bunny and by his generosity that he put the image of the bunny up on the moon. So in Buddhist stories, Chakra often appears in these stories to help people. He's very powerful, and he often appears to help people who are doing good things, like this bunny or like this fish. And Chakra sees the lord of the fish, and he sees how he's helping all of his friends, and so Chakra wants to help too. He says he's doing such good work, and it's not just for himself, it's for all the fish. And so Chakra caused the rain to continually flow down at a regular time so that the pond never became too shallow again, and so the fish could live safely. So this story has a wonderful message for us. It tells us that when we do something to help others, that we can accomplish marvelous things, things we would never think were possible, because other people will see us working for the good of others, and they'll want to help in. They'll want to jump in and help us out. If you're trying to do something just for yourself, do you think a lot of people would want to help you? No, not really. Not really. You know, if I'm just trying to accomplish something, if I'm making a sandwich, say, and my wife comes into the kitchen and she says, "Oh, wow, that sandwich looks good." I say, "Yeah, it's just for me. It's just for me to eat." Do you think she's going to want to help me make it? No, she's probably going to go, "Okay, well, enjoy your sandwich," and then walk out of the kitchen. But if she says, "Wow, that's a great sandwich," and I says, "Yeah, I'm going to make one for everybody in our family," maybe she'll say, "Oh, that sounds good. Let me help," right? And she will help me, because when you're doing something for others, then other people naturally want to help you. So what is something that we say all the time here at the temple? Yeah, Nina?
Can I help you?
Can I help you? That's right. That's something we say all the time. There's something we also say we do gassho before and after our services. Yeah, Haley? We say Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu, right? And so Shindon's here just to the right of the Buddha, and Shindon said, when you say Namo Amida Butsu, countless Buddhas, tenfold, a hundredfold, a thousandfold, will surround and protect you at all times. And that's because Namo Amida Butsu is something that we get from Amida Buddha. Amida Buddha, this is the Buddha right here in the middle, gave us Namo Amida Butsu so that we can realize peace of mind. And Amida Buddha did this for everybody, every single person in the world. And so because Amida Buddha is reaching out and trying to help all of us, then all these other Buddhas, all of these other beings like Chakra and our parents and our teachers and our friends are also helping and supporting us when we say Namo Amida Butsu. Because Namo Amida Butsu is the spirit of the Buddha trying to help all people. When we say Namo Amida Butsu, it means I go to the Buddha for refuge. I go to the Buddha to feel safe, to feel peace of mind. And so whenever we're worried, we can say Namo Amida Butsu. Whenever we're happy, we can say Namo Amida Butsu. And know that Amida Buddha is there supporting us, and that countless Buddhas, countless people, all kinds of people are helping Amida Buddha to bring us to a life of happiness and peace of mind. So thank you very much. And let's think in this story, who do you think is the character, the Buddha in this story? Yeah? What do you think, Brayden?
I think it was the guardian of the fish or something.
Okay, that's right. Yeah, Anderson?
The king.
The lord of the fish. That's right. The lord of the fish, the character of the Buddha, trying to help all people, just as Amida Buddha helps all of us with the Nembutsu. Okay, so I'd like to invite you to offer incense now. Remember, we're going to just take a pinch of incense, go nice and slow, and then step to the side and head to the back for your classrooms.